Yes, welcome back to Milford Service. Adrian Cannon and Parrucchini here. Adrian, how's things gone so far today?
Getting a good run on the day there. Picked two soft a tyre there. So as I say, everybody's probably on the same boat.
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody's finding, you know, it's very unpredictable because you don't know what the weather's going to do.
It is, yeah. Glen there now, top of Glen, was nice and dry for us, and then back end was wet. Started Atlantic Drive, started to rain for the first mile or two, dry again, but we'll keep prodding along, and that's all we can do, and hopefully get to the finish.
And great to see big numbers out, cheering everybody on.
That is very good. Crowds is large this year, more than any, and fair play to Jewel coming on board a sponsor. Hopefully they'll stay with the Gone Mother Club for a long time.
Okay, best of luck, folks, as I continue on, going back up to service. Marty Gallagher and Marty, we're on Highland Radio here. You enjoying the rally?
It's a good crack. It's a good crack. Just want to get down to the finish and get it all over and done with.
Any big moments?
There's a few. There's always a few, like, but nothing too much. Now
you're going into service here for the last time. How's the car holding up?
Holding up good. Nothing much done now, so just a matter of getting, get freshened up and go back out, get the 3-1s done, get home.
Great, thanks for joining us, Marty Gallagher there. Now let's get a couple more Donegal crews. We're going to get a word with John Waters and Shane O'Donnell from our draft. John, we're on Highland Radio here. How's the rally going for you?
It's not going too bad, you know, just can't seem to get any wide speed out of it, but I'm still here and hopefully I get the finish now, you know.
And of course, lots of mini battles going on in the different classes.
There is indeed, yeah, but no, we're battling nobody, to be honest, just trying to keep our place here now. And
so the objective is to get around and finish.
That's just the one. I mean, nephew's sitting on me here, and he's doing a brilliant job for his first time, so good experience for them too.
And this is it. I mean, this hopefully will be the first of many of the 3 years together.
Well, hopefully, you know, with this man's big into the football, you know, so it'll be hard to hold them, you know.
Great. Thanks a million, folks, as they get on back into service. And we'll just get one more miles before we hand back to the studio, just going down the list here. Kevin Kelly and Paul Hegarty in another one of the escorts. Well, Kevin, halfway through the final day, how's it going now?
The car stopped charging, so we're in a bit of problems, but the boys are further out in service.
Well, that's what they're here to do.
That's right.
Tell us about the 3 stages so far.
Glen was tricky with a spinning Glen there, but it was definitely dicey, but the other 2 stages was good.
And I've been saying it to everybody, but you know, the conditions, it's a typical Donegal summer's day, so we don't know what's in store, and that's going to affect, you know, your car choice for later on.
It's costing us a lot of money in tires.
Okay, folks, well done. As Kevin Kelly and Paul Hegarty go on in their escort, and one more, John Dolan and John McGinley. John, going into service, how's the car, first of all?
The car's going good now. We had a bit of bad luck on Friday. The first 3 stages we missed them because the car started missing as you stopped on the way out to the first stage. So ended up missing the first 3 stages. We had to rejoin the rally then, kind of running at the back of the field. But we're enjoying it. I'm getting a bit of fun now.
A lot of people are saying this is like back to the good old days. It's a really good rally.
It's an unbelievable atmosphere and just the buzz. It's like you're putting the clock back about 15 or 20 years. It just feels real good. So it is.
And there's a real buzz.
Big buzz. I've never seen nothing like it last night, letter, can I? It's unreal. And I'll say the night to my Derrigo. It's just going to be mental. Just
great, John. We'll leave it here until they get back to service. So the cars coming in thick and fast. You can hear them in the background. And of course, the escort marquee's left ring center at the moment. Just looking at another car coming in there. It seems to have got a bit of a scrape. And that's the situation here. Paul Casey and Vincent Cotter from Cork, the last of the drivers to just pass me in this present phase of cars. So Miles will go back to you again in the studio for an update from elsewhere.